Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, a major gang raid in Albany, and this has major implications outside of Albany. Why don't you pick up the story from there?
Police on Tuesday arrested 42 people, including five members of the Albany-based Original Gangsta Killers, or OGK, and three members of the Bloods gang as part of a 261-count indictment handed up this week. Charges are pending against another 10 people already in police custody. Among those arrested Tuesday were five men charged as major drug traffickers, accused of flooding the Capital Region with cocaine, heroin, and illegal prescription medications. The six-month investigation was a collaborative effort involving the State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office and police agencies in more than 60 locations in the Northeast, stretching to Vermont, a little bit into Massachusetts as well. Charges include criminal sale and criminal possession of a controlled substance and conspiracy in the second degree, all felonies. There were at least 27 incidents of gunfire associated with the suspects in this case, according to authorities, and two involved police and three resulted in fatalities, though investigators yesterday would only identify just one person who had been killed. The main supplier accused in the ring was a 37-year-old man from Manhattan who allegedly moved large amounts of drugs into Albany, who rented hotel rooms to split the drugs into smaller amounts for distribution throughout the area. Among those arrested, interestingly, was Gilbert Pillay, a member of the Bloods gang, who recently secured a job with SNUG, the Albany and Anti-Gun Violence Program. Mayor Jerry Jennings was there yesterday and said, you know, it was a mistake. You know, they'll look at their procedures and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, from rounding up gang members to rounding up cats.
Yeah, wow. 135 cats were removed from a mobile home in Half Moon on Monday. It's the largest case of animal hoarding the supervisor of the Saratoga County Animal Shelter has ever encountered. It's also the largest number of cats the shelter, which newly opened on Milton Road up in Saratoga County, has ever had to inventory, deflee, and vaccinate. State troopers and the Half Moon Town Animal Control Officer went to the mobile home in the DNR Village Mobile Home Park on Monday morning, armed with a search warrant. A tip from a local vet started this investigation. Police weren't releasing the name of the man who was keeping the cats, and no arrests have been made, but the police said the person who collected the cats would go into the city of Troy and gather up stray cats, as well as taken strays from around the 215-lot mobile home park. State police officer told us yesterday that charges are eventually expected. A do not occupy order has been posted on the trailer that forbids anyone from living in the mobile home until it's clean and sanitized. Since the cats arrived at the shelters, some of them had already had kittens. 19 had to be euthanized. 34 were placed in isolation. 40 are being prepared for adoption. The story will probably continue, and we'll figure out what will happen to all these cats.
And we've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.